I've gotten right at 10 o'clock. I guess we can wait a few more minutes. I think Mike Nancy's on the road. He says he'll call in now.
Good morning, Lloyd Graham.
Hi, Lloyd. Good to have you on.
Glad to be on. I'm going to mute my phone, sir.
Okay, we got a small group so far, just Don Rowland and me, and now you.
My name is Melissa Davis.
Oh, hi, Melissa. I was talking about committee members, but glad to have you on, too.
Okay, I just want to make sure I disclose my presence.
Yeah, that's fine.
Melissa with TCQ?
No, I am at Thompson & Knight, the law firm. I represent Brazos Electric in that recent Texas Supreme Court case.
Oh, very good. Cool.
And we have 13 members and four of us are on right now. And like I said, I'm expecting one absent.
Bob, I think Daryl Attaway is on.
You guys, we can give him till about.
Daryl Attaway also is on the line, I think. He called in early.
Daryl is on.
Good morning. This is Charles Allred.
Hi, Charles.
Mike Nathan, Don.
Hey, Mike. Harold, did I hear that you are on? Just want to confirm. I thought Shelly said that Daryl was on. We have six of us so far. Those that just joined, we'll give them a couple of minutes to see if anybody else joins. So Shelly, we are recording this meeting.
Yeah, Bob, the meeting will be recorded.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Can you join us?
Yeah, this is Daryl Attaway. I was with you before, and then I lost all my service for some reason.
Oh, okay.
So I'm back on, and I'll put it on mute.
Okay, that happens. Yeah, all right. All right, I'm going to go down the roll right quick. Is Paul on? I don't think Mike Ford's on. Tim? Bill? Greg? And Cyrus. Those are the only ones I'm showing that are not on the call. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. We will call to order the meeting of the TCEQ Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. And we have an agenda that we'll go through that probably wouldn't want to take too long, but I just wanted to go through these. And we have one person on the line that I'm aware of, and everyone doesn't have to disclose that they're on the line, but I want to, I'll just come in opening remarks like I always do. Although this is not we're not compelled to comply with a open meetings law, we tend to like to do that, and we routinely do that. So our policy is we open and welcome public comments during committee meetings. And with that, I will open it up for general comments. And Daryl, I apologize for that. I see that I didn't take you off the agenda from the last agenda. So, any comments before we begin? Okay, we'll go to item number two, legislative update regarding proposed revision to 1131. I think we know the answer on this, but I want to hear it from TCEQ just for the record.
Good morning, morning. This is Shelley Nike with TCEQ. We don't really have an update. We were following several bills that did propose revisions to 1131, but haven't seen any movement on those.
Okay. All right. We'll go to item number three. Shelley, can you give us an update on that one also?
Sure.
I guess we're waiting on legislation, or potential legislation.
Right. Session's going to end at the end of this month. Our intention is to brief our office management on the recommendations that you submitted and any other staff recommendations for potential rulemaking. So I don't have a timeline on that, but should have a better update for the next meeting.
Okay. All right. Then we'll go to the item that probably has most of our interest, which is item number four, the recent Texas Supreme Court decision regarding heat recovery steam generators. And I think someone from TCEQ Legal is going to give us an update or their perspective on that.
Yes, good morning. This is Don Redmond with TCEQ's Environmental Law Division. On May 3rd, the Supreme Court of Texas issued two opinions on the HRSG cases. In the Brazos Electric case, that was the Tier 3 cases from the El Paso Court of Appeals. The Supreme Court reversed the lower court's decision, holding it was error for TCEQ to give negative use determinations for property listed on the 1131K list. The court remands the applications back to the commission. And on the Tier 4 cases from the Austin Court of Appeals, the Supreme Court upheld the Austin Court of Appeals decision, relying on the Brazos Electric holding. The commission is still reviewing these opinions. The opinions are available on the Supreme Court's website, and the deadline for filing a motion for rehearing has not passed on those cases.
Thanks, Don. Any comments or questions from any committee members?
Bob, this is Lloyd, if I may.
Yes, hello.
Would our environmental lawyer from TCEQ just tell me what that means, please, in plain lay terms? How does that lay out the Supreme Court decisions?
The Supreme Court said that the legislature determined that the property listed in 11.31 was pollution control property, and it was error for the commission to issue negative use determinations for property that was included on that list. So it essentially reversed the commission's decisions that upheld the executive director's negative use determinations on those applications. And so the result of those opinions would remand those applications back to the commission for further proceedings consistent with their opinion.
That's what I thought. Thank you, kind sir.
This is Don. So let me ask this question. Is the Supreme Court's analysis of this, or is their conclusion limited to applications before subsection G1 was in effect, or does the opinion suggest that their conclusion applies even after subsection G1 was passed by the legislature?
This is Don Redmond again with TCEQ. I really think you ought to read the opinion, but I believe the Brazos Electric cases were Tier 3 cases after 1131 G1 was implemented by the legislature.
Okay. That's kind of, I've been reading through the opinion this morning, and that's kind of what I was seeing, that I'm trying to find where the legislature addresses G1, the Supreme Court addresses G1, because G1 says that it has to be consistent with all other applications, right? That everything has to be under a consistent set of rules. And is that, you know, so I haven't found a part yet, and I haven't finished reading all of it. I haven't found a part that deals with that. Is there something I haven't found yet? Is there something you think you can point us to on how they reconciled G1?
At this point, since the commission is still reviewing those opinions, I can't provide you my legal analysis on those opinions.
Okay.
And Don, I don't have the opinion for me because I'm driving. I had to make this between two meetings, but there is a discussion and opinion about that part of the statute. It's not buried, but it's there. After you finish scrubbing it, I think you'll find it. It's not a long discussion, but there is a discussion.
It must be towards the end.
I think it was.
Any other questions before I go to mine? Okay. Don Redmond, I mean, I'll understand if you're not allowed to answer this or you can't answer this yet, but this goes to the potential scope of this committee. So I'm aware there were discussions along the way of the applicants for alternative calculations for Tier 3. So do you expect the committee to have a role in this? And I'm asking this more for planning purposes. And if you'd rather say we're still reviewing our options, I'm good with that. I just felt compelled to ask that question.
Hey, Bob, this is Shelley Nike. You know, we're still reviewing this, and we still haven't briefed our management on this, so we're not ready to make any decisions or do any planning. But we will keep you all involved and informed as we go forward.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Any other questions? Not trying to tie you down on this at all, Shelley or Don, but I'm just curious on the timeline. When you said you will let us know, do you anticipate a month, 6 months? And I'm not being cynical about this, but I'm just aware that this has gone on for years, and I just wanted to know if you think there might be a possibility that we will be or asked to play a part in this, or advise the commission.
This is Don Redmond again. There's still some commission decisions on the litigation that are still pending. There is an opportunity to file a motion for rehearing, so the commission hasn't got any mandate yet from the Supreme Court with these remanded applications at this time, and so there's still some uncertainty about what the schedule would be with remanded applications today.
Okay, that helps. Thanks, Don. Any other questions? I realize this has kind of been a sensitive issue for quite a while, but again, my interest is more of how our committee might play a role. So again, I'll open it up for questions.
And Bob, this is Don. I'm assuming what you're getting to is, and I agree with you, is that, you know, we need to know whether this opinion says the rules are wrong, which means the rules need to be adjusted, which I assume then we would be asked to help develop new rules that are in line with the Supreme Court the Supreme Court's opinion, or whether this is just an issue of the Supreme Court saying that the executive director did not apply the rules that are currently in place.
Am I phrasing that right?
Those are questions that the agency would have to ponder once the court remands these applications back to the agency, if they do that.
Once it's finalized. I think you're telling us that the case is not finalized, so it's pretty hard for y'all don't want to start coming. You know, you really haven't addressed those issues until the case is finalized. Right now you're doing your analysis on what you need to do in the legal proceedings.
I'd say that's correct.
Well, we have attorneys for one of the parties. I don't know, Bob, if you want to ask her what her view on that issue is. I know it's not determinative for us, but, you know, she obviously, and Mike obviously has familiarity with the case. So I don't know if we want to pursue that just to get a feel for where we might be headed, or just let it wait until our next meeting.
I didn't want to put either one of them on the spot, although this is a public call, and we're more than welcome to comment. Again, Don Lee, you accurately explained where I was going with this. So just trying to get a feel whether the committee might play a role in this or not. So it sounds like we don't know yet.
And then I guess the question after that is if it comes back that it was just that it doesn't require a rule change, it could still be a discussion by the committee on whether, from a policy standpoint, you know, we want to make a rule change recommendation. So it seems to me there's two levels, right? There's a level of, well, is there a necessity to amend the rules? And if that comes back as a no, that we can then ask ourselves, is there a desire from us to recommend the rule change?
Yeah, good point. And I don't want to be pessimistic, but it seems like the rule, Tier 3, we pretty much all agree that it's not an ideal calculation. But the better alternative has seemed to elude us. So, but we're still open to that.
Right.
And Don, just to clarify, I'm not you weren't suggesting this, but just so the whole committee understands, anybody's listening, the clients I had involved in this issue did not choose to appeal. They're not part of the litigation. But it is conceivable, obviously, the electric generating industry will be interested. So I share the general thought that our existence as a committee, if the commission, you know, however the commission decides to interpret the opinion and if it actually stands and the mandates are issued, it would be perhaps a very good use of the committee's resources to help them work through different ways to develop calculations, whether that involves a rule change or not, right?
Right.
So I think it's a good point.
And all of this decision specifically talks about a herdict. I am conscious that if we go down the path of recommending revised rules, and Tier 3, that could apply to, of course, other Tier 3 applications, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially given the, you know, G1, but like I said, I haven't found yet the discussion on G1. You know, G1's purpose was kind of to say, look, we want to be uniform and equal and consistent on how we're treating applications.
Well noted. Any other questions, discussion on this item?
This is Charles Allred. I was wondering, would having possibly different formulas for, say, air pollution projects versus wastewater versus waste, would you think that would be, I'm not sure who I'm asking, I'm just seeing who has an opinion on this, if having different formulas for different pollution mediums would still comply with G1?
Charles, I don't know if I want to weigh into that right now, but interesting question. I think it's worth considering. Anybody else have an opinion on that?
I only brought it up because it seemed like on the air side, there might be a way to incorporate emissions reduction, somehow weighting that into the Tier 3 formula along with the economic benefit. But I don't know if there's a one-size-fits-all for, like, wastewater as well as waste. So I was just kind of throwing that out there for consideration.
Hey, Charles. We'll consider that. Any other comments? I don't exhaust this, but I want to provide an adequate opportunity for people to speak on this. Anybody on the phone want to weigh in? It's okay if you don't. Just give me an opportunity. All right. I think we're ready to move into number 5, which is any old business we need to discuss. None. Any new business? Okay. Any other comments? All right. Opportunity is about to be over for input here, so.
Did you want to, Bob, did you want to invite any public input? Did I miss that?
Yeah, you missed that. I did ask that, and I told them it's okay if they don't speak, but just get another opportunity.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Okay. Who's second?
That was Don Lee who moved.
Okay. All right, do we have a second?
A second.
All right, Roland. All right. Any discussion? All right, all those in favor, say aye.
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 For those opposed, no. All right, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you for those of you that dialed in. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Bob. Taking care.
All right.
Bye. Thank you, Bob.